Ah, yeah, it's Gareth Roberts here. We're doing an Anfield Rap special, and we are backstage at the Arts Club with Mark Morris from the Blue Tones. Now, I understand that perhaps everyone listening might not know who the Blue Tones are, so I'm going to just run you through some facts and figures about how good the Blue Tones are, or were, or remain. 13 top 40 singles, 3 top 10 albums in the UK, a number 2 with Slight Return, knocked off the top just by Spaceman because it was on a Levi's advert or something. And yeah, still doing it, still going. And we've got Mark here and we're going to have a chat. He's a Red as well, which was what, you know, is the excuse for doing this alongside the fact that I love the Blue Tones. So, hey, you know. So, Mark, first off, we'll do the Red stuff first, eh?
Yeah, all right.
So, the Reds then. Why are you a Liverpool supporter?
Good question, and obviously, you know, with this accent, I get asked that quite a lot. Because when I was a kid, the first matches I went to were Brentford, were my local team, and they were in the old Division 3. And the first 3 games I saw were at Griffin Park, and they all finished 0-0. And it was boring. And I was a huge, you know, football fan from a very young age, but I didn't like going down to Brentford. It was desolate, it was empty, and there were grumpy policemen and that sort of thing. I remember getting, me and my brother getting told off. We were stood on the one on the stand behind the away goal, and there was no one there on the whole of this terrace rather, and we were just sort of doing loop the loops on the barriers, and the policeman walked about 300 yards just to come and tell us to stop. And it's like, what? I don't want to come here anymore. And then, so at the time, my stepdad was working in he's an accountant. He was working in an office with a load of fellow Liverpool supporters, because he's a Red. And he's Glaswegian, but when he comes to live in England, he's adopted Liverpool as his team, because at that time we had Hudson and Souness and Dalglish and, well, quite a big Scottish contingent, didn't we?